This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
Everybody, it's Walter Yerkew back. We're here on this last week in May. Hope everybody's having a good week. We've had a lot of rain down here in Middle South here at the Tennessee, Southern Tennessee studios. my voice is coming back a little bit. Last week I had Jay on the air. He was helping me out. I could barely talk. By the time the show was over, I was just about whispering. Few days of NyQuil and Robitussin and some other stuff and some apricot brandy, and that kind of helped me out a little bit. But thanks for all the well wishes on my Twitter account, and I am feeling better. And hopefully by next week my voice will be back to the way it's supposed to be, not sound like a sick boy from Brooklyn. So I hope everybody's having a good week. Like I said, a lot of rain down here in the Middle South, mostly from that storm system, Alberto, from the Gulf Shores came up this way and drenched us again in some heavy rainfall and stuff. I want to thank all the first responders for all that damage down there and our friends down here in Alabama that got hit by that storm on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. They seem to be doing all right. They're pretty much used to this kind of weather. Well, let's start off with this. Here in Middle Tennessee, unfortunately, yesterday we had a deputy sheriff sergeant was murdered yesterday by an assailant when he was responding to a call. There's a blue alert is out on this guy, Stephen Wiggins, who is a 30-year-old white man, brown hair, in Dixon County, Tennessee. Apparently, the officer came to a family dispute and ran into this character. What happened was what they can find is that they found his radio car about 3 miles away from where the scene was. Found dead, slumped over in the front seat of his car. Apparently, this guy and his girlfriend moved the car. It's a horrible thing what happened to this fella, and I hope they find this character soon. Just another tragedy of police helping out the public, unknown who they're dealing with, and this kind of thing happens. So our prayers go out to that sergeant's family. It's unfortunate, you know. Is it gun control? Heck no, I don't think it's gun control. It's controlling these idiots that have guns. And how do we do that? I don't have an equation to reach a solution for that problem. Putting more difficulty in background checks, making it difficult for people to get guns and such. It's already instituted. It's already been in place for so many years, and there's too many things going on with these guns. They're getting stolen. You got in Nashville 2-3 months ago, 4 or 5 weeks in a row, there was burglaries of gun shops. They rip down the gates with cars and chains, and they run inside and they grab as many guns as they can and 30 seconds or less, and out the door they go. And it's just unbelievable. How do you do? Do you put the guns in brick block houses? Who knows? Maybe there's too many gun dealers out there. I mean, too many pawn shops selling guns out there. And they're in a display case. You know, they might have one of them stupid little locks, you know, that they want you to put on inside your home for gun safety. It's just awful. The gun control, it's more like people control. So I can go a whole hour and a half on that. So let's not do that. It's unfortunate. I don't want to beat a dead horse over and over again. Something's got to happen. Hopefully we can get that under control. Top news stories of the week was, hey, you know, Roseanne said something pretty awful about comparing or had somebody having babies and making them look like Planet of the Apes and such, you know. Right off the bat, I've never been a big Roseanne fan. I never watched the show when it was on. I couldn't even tell you what years it was on. And they brought it back a month or so ago and high ratings and such. I was never a big Roseanne fan. However, the things that she said, they're weighing this the end of this week, you know, the double standards of what she said compared to what Joy Behar said on The View about Christianity being a mental illness. There's a picture of Snoop Dogg firing a gun in a video at a Trump silhouette, you know, and none of these people are losing any game. Snoop Dogg's got, what's he doing, the $50,000 pyramid or something like that. And Joy Behar is still spewing out garbage up there on The View, sitting right next to her old buddy Whoopi Goldberg and a couple other women. Unfortunately, these things they carry a weight with the communities. They carry a weight with the people who are fans of these people. And, you know, half would say Joy Behar is right, and the other half say Joy Behar is wrong. But if it's a double standard with ABC, hey, why is one okay and one not okay? Should Roseanne's show have been canceled? I don't know. I'm not an executive for ABC or any other news thing. That's entirely up to them. And they took their action, and they did that. However, you have Joy Behar shooting at things about Christianity. She's Jewish, you know, we understand that. And her Christian views are hers. However, she's brought them up on this show, and she constantly goes on and on and on and on. I think Joy Behar needs to go somewhere. Whoopi Goldberg needs to go see where she's got to go. You know, there's no angels around here. And Whoopi with her filthy mouth, that's how she became a comedian, you know, like Richard Pryor did. And, you know, I got to admit, you know, I laughed at it. It was funny. You know, I have pretty thick skin. However, now, not that I agree with her or disagree with her political views, I think just because she has this forum, this is still the wrong place to have political views. Just do your celebrity thing. If you can't be funny anymore, get off the air. If you can't have a show where you can have guests come on and talk about anything but politics, you need to. We'll get back to a little bit more Roseanne after this break. We'll be right back. Hey, and Scoop might even call us in a little while.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads, a divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting back from posting insults on Twitter. This is still 7-5 Radio.
Hey, and we're back. Before the break, I was talking about this Roseanne thing. Like I said, I'm not I was never a big fan of Roseanne Barr, and you know, she came and went. She was a comedian. I guess she told some funny jokes in the beginning, pleased some people. Got Tom Arnold started in his career, and you know, did some other crazy things. But as far as the show getting canceled, I never watched it. People had to tell me what was going on in the show. Last I heard, Dan died when the show was on. I don't know how many other years ago it was, and they won the lottery or something. I have no idea what's going on. I have no idea what the script is in the show. However, you know, her tweets put out, you know, lots and lots of people out of work when ABC decides to cancel the show. Is that fair to penalize all these people that had a job producing her show or not? Sorry about that. We had a little technical difficulty here. We're still in the South here, and with all this weather, maybe something's going on. Anyway, we'll try to have that fixed. I was talking about Roseanne, and you know, I don't know anything about the plot of the show. I can't say it sucks. I can't say it's great. I can't say anything about it. However, it's a subject matter. Her tweet put had her show canceled, and lots of people lost their jobs because of it. You know, is that fair? No. Should they have taken a better look at it and done something else? Maybe write Roseanne out of the show and call it Dan. John Goodman, I think, is a good actor. I've seen his movies. Like I said, I don't know what his role is. I guess he's supposed to be a regular Joe on the show. You know, used to work for a living, or maybe he still does. I have no idea. You know, they killed off Edith in Archie Bunker's place. And, you know, that show went on to run for 3, 4, 5 years on its own. So maybe they need to do that kind of thing here with Roseanne, you know, knock her off, you know, like in a soap opera, and and just have her past like dreams or nightmares or something or other. But, you know, all those people, they lost their jobs. Producers, all the stagehands and things like that, they all lost their jobs. So that's unfortunate. ABC, I guess, is doesn't think of those kinds of things also. How many people would lose their jobs if Troy Behar got fired? Nobody, because they still got three other idiots doing the same thing. So, hey, ABC needs to practice what they preach and go around the whole thing. You know, it's a double standard, keeping one, getting rid of the other, you know, whatever. Like I said, there's got to be something else that could be done for this Roseanne thing. Who knows how that's going to turn out. We'll see in the coming weeks. We'll keep you posted, I'm sure. We have the NFL still talking about kneeling. Some of the players are going to come out of the locker room and defy the new rule that Roger Goodell put out last week about, you know, if you don't want to stand for the anthem, you know, go out, stay out of the arena, stay in the locker room and wait for the crowd to cheer. Not that they're cheering for them to come back on the field, but wait for the game to start and then come on out. Whether that's going to be an incognito kind of thing, you're still going to know who's not standing for the anthem because they're going to come out. They got names on the back of their jerseys. Everybody's going to know who you are. It's just not the right place. It's not the right forum to express your political views. I've said this once. I've said this again. I'm going to say it again. If you're an NFL player and you have this kneeling thing, this need to kneel and defy, whether they're playing the national anthem or whatever the case may be, you know, this is a sports arena, not a political arena. You want to kneel down, get yourself a soapbox. Go to the town square, wherever you live, or in front of City Hall, stand on it, tell people who you are. Of course, honestly, unless you're Tom Brady or heck, I can't even name another NFL player at this point. Unless you're one of those guys, nobody's going to know who the heck you are. So how important do you think you are when you're kneeling at a game? Nobody is paying attention to you except the people who want to pay attention to you. So let's see if we can split this. Tell people that you're going to be in front of City Hall and you're going to kneel down while you play the national anthem on your smartphone and see how many people join you. See how many people really give a rat's behind what you're doing. Because honestly, I don't know why you're kneeling. it was a Black Lives Matter thing. It was a police brutality thing. It was a political thing. You know, it all can't stand. Kneeling can't just stand for everything. You know, have a purpose. Let me know what you're kneeling for. And if I feel strongly about it, not that I'm going to join you, but I'm going to say you got the right to do it. But in a sports forum like that, nobody's paying $200-$300 a ticket to see you kneel during the national anthem. So instead of hiding in the locker room, come on out, be with your teammates. It's a team sport. Play the game. I hope that they don't intend on dropping passes on purpose, or dropping handoffs on purpose, or not intercepting a pass on purpose, because that would be their own little political agenda and their own little way of getting back at the society that's paying them millions of dollars to go home. You know, the millions and millions of dollars, is it still gone?
Hey, 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 everybody. It's Scoop Stanton once again. I got paroled a little bit today. Just want to say, hey, how you doing? I understand we're having some technical difficulties. Here's what's going on. I don't know if Walter had planned for us, but I'm going to do this on the fly. Well, we all know what happened with Roseanne Barr. She put out a tweet. She said that she was on Ambien. She was drinking. It was 2 in the morning. She was lonely. She was this. She was that. But ABC subsequently canceled her show, despite the fact it's been a rating boom for ABC and the Disney Corporation, and that they made lots and lots and lots and lots of money for advertising revenue. So anyway, she put out a tweet about Valerie Jarrett saying that she looked like something from Planet of the Apes and is supposedly racist. But here's the thing. Valerie Jarrett claims that she was born in Iran. So I don't know how far Iran is from the continent of Africa. So she was subsequently terminated, the show was canceled. And then one of the writers is comedian Wanda Sykes, who, if you ever seen her act, perform, do anything else, she's not funny. Her best job is just acting as just a sassy woman. Her best acting gig was the movie Clerks. Welcome to the first break. This is Radio 75 with
Pursuing Liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Are you a native son or daughter of the South who pleads the stars and bars? Someone not born in Dixieland, but who is a Johnny Reb at heart and looking for a place to shop that promotes Southern heritage? Well, your search is over. Dixie Republic is the place to go for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride. Inside the log cabin, just outside Traveler's Rest, South Carolina, Dixie Republic has t-shirts, hats, videos, flags, books, belt buckles, and some of the best mouth-watering barbecue sauce that will ever touch your lips. There's just about everything you want honoring the South at Dixie Republic. Well, you say that South Carolina's a bit too far for you to drive? Have no fear, my friend. All of this is just a mouse click away. Go online at www.dixierepublic.com. Your home for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride.
Getting the kids to school, cleaning the house, doing the laundry. It seems that the work routine as a stay-at-home mom is never ending. And even though I'm the prime grocery shopper in our family of four, I simply don't have time to scrutinize all the labels on the countless food products I buy. Oh, sure, I've noticed all the latest certification seals. Organic, non-GMO, gluten-free. It definitely seems to be the latest craze. But it was only recently that kosher certification seals caught my attention. You see, my husband had me download an app called Kosertify, and it shed light on a century-old certification industry that slipped under the radar screen from the majority of our public. I also noticed a question mark at the end of the app name, and that makes great sense as there's far more questions regarding this industry than answers. In fact, the developers refer to this as the kosher question. Sure, I'm a busy mom and didn't pay attention to our food culture, but now I have transparency, a convenient grocery list feature, and the ability to eat in favor of my family's best interests, and you can discover it too at thekosherquestion.com.
I'm Michael Hill, President of the League of the South. I and my compatriots are Southern Nationalists. We seek the survival, well-being, and independence of the Southern people, our people. The League wants a South that enjoys the sweet fruits of Christian liberty and prosperity, but our current situation won't allow it. We must have our independence from Washington, D.C. and the globalists. The present system cannot be reformed. Without independence, we will continue down this path of destruction. To us, this is not acceptable. I'm asking you, Southern man and woman, to join us today to free the South. Call us at 256-757-6789 or see our website at www.leagueofthesouth.com. God save the South.
Wow. You're-
you're still listening, here's more 7-5 Radio.
And we're back.
Hey, we're back. I'm back. Jesus, I don't know what's going on with my my connection here, but I understand Scoop is on the air with me. How's Scoop today?
Yep. Hey, I'm doing outstanding. How about yourself, sir? Other than your internet connection, sir, you need to get to the 21st century. Get rid of that dial phone.
Well, I gotta stop with the hamsters in the wheel charging up my batteries. So I guess I gotta get some electric too. And when I say hamsters, I mean the little furry animals. I don't want people to get the wrong idea on me. Anyway, I was spewing about the NFL, the kneeling and stuff. I don't know how far I got or how far or how much I lost, but pretty much telling these players that want to kneel at these games is so ridiculous. I don't know if they're kneeling because of the Black Lives Matter thing, police brutality, because of political views. You know, who knows? Maybe there's some players that want to kneel because Roseanne Barr got fired. You know, you never know because they don't say anything. They just kneel down, bow their head. You know, their teammate is standing there next to them with their hand on their shoulder showing support. Yeah, whatever. You know, like I said, you know, unless you're a Tom Brady or something, I guess you can't go into a town square or in front of City Hall, get on a soapbox, as they say, and start telling people what you think, because I wouldn't recognize 99% of the NFL players or their names. If you can't hold a audience because of your views, only because of who you think you are, man, just shut up. Just shut up. Get in your Bentley, you know, drive home to your mansion, to your wife with the big, beautiful, fake, you know what's, and just go, because I really don't want to see it when I pay $300 for a ticket to go to a football game and see some idiot kneeling down, and I don't know why he's kneeling down. And I think it's just ridiculous. Your thoughts?
Well, you're absolutely right. Well, but first of all, these people don't know what they're kneeling for. They think it's for Black Lives Matter or racism against the black people, even though these players for the NFL make millions of dollars a year just for playing and endorsements. And, you know, they have a very, very good pension plan. O.J. Simpson, his pension is like $300,000 a year, and he stopped playing about 40 years ago. Secondly, you are, as a player, you're a representative of that organization, that agency. So if say, like, Jerry Jones is signing your paycheck, you should do what Jerry Jones wants or don't play for Jerry Jones. Just like if I was a member of the New York City Police Department and I went somewhere on a corner in Midtown Manhattan stating one thing or another that totally goes against the police department, I say all drugs should be legalized, or all New Yorkers, regardless of criminal records, should own handguns. Guess what? I'd be in the paper and on Twitter within seconds, and then I'd be marched down to a police plaza with a union rep for just disgracing the uniform, because I'm in uniform. I'm representing that agency, that company, that organization. They don't want any bad publicity. And we got people getting fired on Twitter, getting fired from their jobs for saying things on Twitter, especially those in law enforcement. Now, we got plenty of law enforcement that do listen to us, and we appreciate you, and we love you, but for the love of God, do not put down your agency, your uniform, anything that says that you're with that department, and then put something stupid. A couple years ago at the Transit Authority here in Washington, D.C., there was an employee that had his name, his face, and said he worked for the Transit Authority, said horrible things saying about the law enforcement, saying maybe if we start shooting members of law enforcement families, things would get done. This is when we had the Ferguson and Eric Garner case in Staten Island going off. Long story short, you're representative of that organization, and if you're getting paid to and your boss wants you to stand up during the national anthem, just stand up for the national anthem. I mean, this country's given people just so much. But, you know, they're just spoiled dummies. Walt, back to you.
Sure. like I said, you got to remain neutral. If you're in a public figure, and, you know, public figure can mean so many different things. It's not just sports or movies or, you know, it, like I said, it's law enforcement. And, you know, as a former police officer, you know, you're told you cannot show what your opinions are of certain things, because, you know, you may be standing at a convention of Ku Klux Klan members, and then you may be standing at a convention of the Million Man March movement, and then you may be standing over here with another culture. You can't define yourself. You can't define your own political views when you're a police officer. You shouldn't do it if you're an NFL player or a baseball player or any other kind of professional sport or celebrities. You know, those people just use that platform. I want to thank, what's her name? Ashley Judd. Hey, she's supposed to be leaving the country. I mean, you know, what took her so darn long, for Christ's sake? You know, if she was going to leave the country, but she had to wait for those tax breaks. She had to wait for those tax breaks from this good old U.S. of A. before she leaves. Now, whether some other country is going to accept her or not remains to be seen.
Where's she moving to?
Huh?
Where is she moving to?
That's what I'm just saying. That's undisclosed. I don't know if there's going to be any country that's going to want her, you know, permanently. She should have just left. You know, the whole lot of them. You know, Cher, Snoop Dogg. Yeah. You know, all of them. Just go. Rosie O'Doodle. Just go. See ya. You know, hate to be ya. Just go. And take your views with you, because we're tired of hearing them. And, maybe you can, maybe they'll put up with your nonsense. But, you know, we've had enough of them. Ashley Judd needs to just go and take off a JJ song with her and see ya. You know. Wasn't she the one wearing a JJ hat or something, or talking
that was the day after the Trump inauguration. DC was actually swamped with the fattest, ugliest, hideous looking women wearing these pink hats. They called them I don't want to say it over there, but I call them pig hats, because I mean they're pink and they look like pig ears, and pigs were wearing the people under the hat were pigs, so I call them pig hats. But if Ashley Judge is moving away from the U.S., guaranteed it's going to be a first world civilized country. You look for Canada, the Cayman Islands, U.S. Virgin Islands, someplace where it's allies of the U.S., somewhere it's a low tax haven, and they don't have to deal with just the third world population. She's not going to go to Honduras. She's not going to go to El Salvador. She's not going to go to India. She's not going to go to China. She's not going to go to, anywhere in Africa, except South Africa.
She's not
going to
go anywhere that's uncomfortable. That's
correct.
Sure.
And she's not going to enjoy the lifestyle. She's not going to enjoy the lifestyle she's been accustomed to
living
in.
With that kind of money, she'll live like a queen wherever she goes, because
right.
American dollars are predominant these days. And she'll live like a like a queen. And I don't know. I don't know if she's got a prince in her life, but God help him. let's see what. It's just horrible, horrible, horrible. I want to go over to the White House in the Oval Office. That ought to be a photo op with Kim Kardashian, Kanye West going to see Jared Kushner. And the president on prison reform, whatever in the world that is. The prisons in this country, again, from experience, need some help. Conditions are really, really bad, even for the baddest people that are in there. And a lot of the baddest people deserve what they get, even less than what they get. But, you're going to throw some poor schlep into a prison. You know, you got to take care of them. You want them there, take care of them. But I don't know what this prison reform means. I haven't seen anything on it all. I've been researching a couple of days. You know anything on it?
Yeah, well, what happened was that there's a lady in the can. She's in her 60s now. She was arrested for conspiracy to deal narcotics. Her background is that she was a mother. She was a wife. She was a mother. She had a good job with Federal Express as a manager, training other managers, and she had a gambling addiction. So, you know, she lost her job. She lost her marriage, and then she turned to being a conspirator to deal drugs. And we're not talking about selling some weed on the corner or selling dime bags. We're talking millions of dollars worth. Her house was, a transfer point for money in the product. So she got a life sentence for the crime. She's a first-time offender, and supposedly she's a mouth. And we gotta go. We got the music playing.
This is
Certified Radio.
Excellent, right here.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the political cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today.
We fought, we learned, we struggled. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Your call is being transferred to the listening ear. Listening professionals dedicated to hearing you.
Hello, listening ear. Who am I listening to?
Carrie, but I was calling my mom.
Yes, you were, but your mom was so busy she felt it was important for you to have someone who could completely focus on listening to you and you alone. So she subscribed to our service. Go ahead, I'm listening.
Well, I'm not quite sure.
Where to start? Well, I can listen to school issues like science projects. I can listen to boy problems, although that's an extra $3 per call because of the emotional drain on me. How about we start with how you wish you had made cheerleader?
I didn't try out for cheerleader.
This isn't Mary?
Carrie. I'm Carrie.
Oh, sorry.
There is no substitute for a loving parent. And when you really listen, love is what they'll hear. From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, for more tips on strengthening your family, visit family.mormon.org.
This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yuku. Walter Yurkow. Walter Kiwi. Here's Walton Scoop.
All right, we're back there for a short break, and Scoop is on the air with me, still with me, buddy.
Yes, I am. And
all right, we were talking about this Kim Kardashian. You're giving us some background on this granny that's trying to get out of jail once a pardon from the president. And apparently, the story, she was dealing in millions of dollars of illegal narcotics.
Right. There's I think 10 or 11 other co-conspirators that was involved in the alternate state's evidence against her because I guess her house is the transfer point for money and narcotics. The money, you know, narcotics going into the U.S. And the money going out back to Colombia. And, I mean, it was cartel-level type of stuff. So Kim Kardashian wants to get this grandmother out for first-time offender because she was arrested, charged, tried, and convicted and sentenced to the mandatory sentence of life with no chance of parole.
But she wasn't a grandma when she was doing this.
I don't know. She's 62 years old now. And this happened about 10 or so years ago, so there's a good chance. I mean, depending on what her and her kids are doing. I mean, hell, you got grandparents that are under 40 years old, literally.
Yeah. Well, you know, I guess it depends on your definition of, or somebody's definition of grandma. You know, it's not like my grandma was sitting in the chair, you know, needle-pointing me a sweater for Christmas, as opposed to this grandma needle-pointing a kilo of cocaine to put onto the streets.
Cut it off.
Because she's a grandma doesn't make her a grandma. You know, just because she's got grandchildren doesn't make her a grandma. You know, if she's, acting, and believe me, from experience, again, I say this just about on every show, you know, if you want to dance, you know, sooner or later, you got to pay the band or at least leave a tip. And looks like she's putting the whole bill for this dance, isn't she?
Yep.
Yeah. Well, good luck, Kim. Maybe that was Kanye's little twist on getting into Donald Trump's inner circle last month. Maybe that twist on it.
Well, what happened was, Kim Kardashian personally knows Jared Kushner and Ivanka Trump. So she could probably get access without her husband. Her husband was probably just a supporter of Trump and sick and tired of being on the Democrat plantation, just like Candace Owens. And that's another thing that's going on. There's, you know, more and more people saying, you know what, I'm no longer a Democrat. Which, you know, good for them. You know, get off the Democrat plantation, but just don't go to the Republican Party thinking that that's the end all to be all. Because I mean, about 90% of us on the cesspool left the never joined the Republican Party or left the Republican Party.
Right. 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 Well, you know, good luck with that. I mean, you know, as far as I'm concerned, you know, Kim, that whole Kardashian clan is that's not a family tree I'd want to climb anytime soon. You know, some of them branches don't exist anymore, so to speak. They're just like stumps. But yeah, that's not a tree I want to climb.
And what's funny is that, like, you got what's his name, Robert Kardashian. He was the famous lawyer even before the OJ case. So he made money that way. The Bruce Jenner, he was an athlete 40 years ago, so he made his mark. But the wives and the wife and the kids, they've done nothing. But the media's obsessed. The media's obsessed with them. And there's such as football, then the real problem's going on. You know, we're trillions of dollars in debt. We got a shadow government trying to turn us into a third world nation, brutal dictatorship. You got Tommy Robinson over and sitting in jail because he reported the news, a news event in court. We got failing schools. We don't have a border wall. We got still people coming over here that want to do us harm and assimilate. We still got to press one for English, two for Spanish. I mean, it's really ridiculous. I live about 10 miles from MS-13 gang members with the automatic weapons and machetes. And the sheriff of my county doesn't want to keep them for immigration when the time in the local facility is up. You know, but you know, we got to hear about Kim Kardashian visiting the White House or some other Kardashian fooling around with some other basketball player or in whatever. But, you know, that's the world we live in. That's why we have Liberty News Radio.
Yeah, exactly. And speaking of which, we've had some feedback in email and stuff this past week. I'm talking to one of our responders there in that sent us an email this past week. And he's up on the show. He seems like a nice guy. He's in law enforcement, and God bless him and his department where he works. Just giving a shout out without mentioning any names. He's we may be looking to discuss some things about doing something to help out his police department to spot out corruption and stuff that they really probably have going on, and maybe we can help them, you know, stop it, because corruption's got nowhere to go unless you're very, very lucky to go 20 years and retire. But anyway, let's get away from that law enforcement stuff on my behalf. So, young fella, when are you going to be able to join us full time?
I'm thinking end of June, early July. I got lucky today because I'm in a different class, learning how to work a different computer program. Mm-hmm. So that's what we're looking at. I got to work daytime hours. But luckily, it's Monday through Friday, but it stinks because it's hard on the family. I got to hire a babysitter. Then I got to sit home and miss a stand. I got to hear her mouth about everything under the sun. I mean, I have to say I got a 3-year-old, a 7-year-old, and a 44-year-old. So it is rough. You know, and thank God for Libby News Radio, because without the cesspool, without this show, without Red 42, without calling in Sam's show with exclusives, I'd be in a bottle somewhere. But
hey, you need an outlet, my man. You need an outlet,
right?
So that's why we're here. You know, our listening audience doesn't see everything that goes on behind the scenes, of course. But Scoop and I, we talk at least twice a week, maybe 3 times a week. And we'll talk for an hour. Got to go to work. We have some heck of conversations. You know, we should start recording our stuff and just air that, because you people would just love it. You know, we can use that as a filler when we're on vacation or something. But
Right. But the only problem is so much salty language. It'd be about a 30-second show, because you know.
We'd have to, you know, ring out some of the expletives that are used. Like I always said, take out all the F bombs. It'll be a 30-second show.
but it'd be funny.
You have some wild conversations, and not just about family. I mean, we talk about everything that we talk about on the air, also. But you know, with the expletive, you know, sometimes it's a little more intense.
Right, and that's one of the reasons why the 7-5 was so popular, because like you and Mike Dowd are excellent storytellers. I mean, when you told me about the grandparents' apartment in the Lower East Side, and you know, looking at the bikes from the Hells Angels clubhouse, I was just fascinated. And you know, that's one of the reasons why we have 7-5 Radio, to tell stories, entertain listeners. And you know, tell you what's going on. That, you know, CNN, MSNBC, and even Fox. You know, if you're one of these people who just love Fox, you know, turn off Fox, because they're just as bad. They're just less biased than the other two. But did you catch the racist show on MSNBC talking about conversation about race? They had Valerie Jarrett and Al Sharpton. And Joy, I Hate Gays, Reed. So I think there's a connection.
You know, early this morning on my way home, I heard something. Some radio station coming through northern Alabama had an excerpt on Al Sharpton saying something, and I couldn't make out what it was. So tell me.
Well, anyways, the same day Roseanne gets canceled, they had this this conversation about race and all these losers on. But anyways, I've heard from a very good source that Valerie Jarrett, one of the Obamas, called on the behalf of Jarrett, that called ABC personally to have Roseanne canceled. So I got that from a very, very, very good source, i.e. Sean Bergen, that the Obamas were involved because Roseanne Barr is actually a woke. You know, I'm sure you talked about it earlier. You're not a big fan. I'm not a big fan. But, you know, she's awake to what's going on. But anyways, Walt, that's all the time we have for this week. We're going to run a rerun next week. Our producer's going to be on a well-deserved vacation. Take away, Walt. You got 10 seconds.
All right. Well, we are 7-5 Radio. We're here every week, week in and week out. And like you said, next week's going to be a repeat. And I'll talk to you again live in 2 weeks. So have a great weekend.
This is James Edwards for 7-5 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.